Rock and roll is it. Red find a diner by the side of the road. I gotta order something Alamo. I love a pecan pie.
My name is Olin Tisdale with Frank Purple Pecan Company. My dad was a county extension service here in Texas years ago. I actually started out in Blanco and then went to San Saba. And San Saba, where I grew up, we have a creek that had a pecan bottom on there. And the pecan bottom was, most of those trees were propagated back in the late 40s. So we put improved varieties on them. And then in 64, we planted a little orchard. We planted seedlings and grabbed them to improve varieties. I had a brother graduate from A&M who worked at the pecan experiment station over in Brownwood. So we became a beta test site for certain varieties, these new releases. They bring the pecan over, they bring grass over, and they would graft them. We were a test site for pecans.
Oh, interesting. So today, in commercial pecan growing, it's pretty much all grafted species that are doing
the commercial guys. Yeah. The commercial, most all orchards are all going to be improved varieties, most of them. But there's still a market. There's still a lot of natives still harvested. Mm-hmm. Texas is still a big producer. Oklahoma is a big producer. And I think Louisiana is a big native market. But most of your orchards that you see planted now, 99% of them are going to be a budded variety.
But there still are heirloom type that are just... Yeah. They can't go away.
Yeah, in fact, they call them, in fact, there's even the little small native called the topper halves, and they bring a premium in the market, but they're full of oil, but they're hard to, you can't grow them in an orchard situation. They do better in the native. You can grow them in an orchard, but they're just done better in a native situation.
Interesting. It really is. Whole world of nuances of what does best and where. Mm-hmm. Like you were saying, where my mom lives, they just walk out front and pick them off a native tree.
And what you find also is there's certain varieties. I think there's like 33 or 35 Indian names now that are crosses between two pecans. What you also find out is that certain pecans, because I've got orchards here in Fredericksburg and in San Saba, Texas, but you can find certain varieties will do better in certain soils than others. And the only way to find that out is to experience yourself. You got to figure it out. Yeah.
You got to be patient.
You got to be patient because that's what I was telling you. You plant a pecan tree and it's going to be 7-8 years minimum and more like 10 to 12 before you get any production off of it. Long-term investment.
Well, show us over here. You have a little bit of everything in pecan world, don't you?
We do pecan oils and we do a lot of jams and jellies. I mean, pecan praline, topping syrups, roasted pecan syrup. But our main thing is on this side over here is just raw pecans. Mm-hmm. And we do our own processing.
The pecan oil.
Pecan oil.
Is that somebody else does that?
Someone else does that. That's actually done, I think, up in northern Louisiana. Mm-hmm. And all they do is they take the pecan and squeeze it and get and extract the oil out of it.
Have you ever thought of making more work for yourself and doing that?
You know, I would love to. I try to be vertically integrated now where I try to do everything, but that's one thing. I don't have machinery, and I'm not geared up that. So I'll let those guys that know how to do it, let them continue to do that.
Your wife said something about a crack lab out back.
yeah. We have a cracking house back in the back where we crack pecans. Yeah,
and that's for locals. They bring their pecans in, and
people bring their pecans in, and we just crack them for them. Cracking means partially shelling them. Mm-hmm. We break the shell apart where they can peel them out themselves by hand. Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, yeah.
And what a pecan?
Pecan.
You go to the deep south, and
that's right. Well, here in Texas, so, we misspell it. It actually should be probably PAKUNS.
Oh,
yeah, pecan.
So if you go across the border down Louisiana, maybe then you might get
a pecan. Yeah. Just like for us, also example, we sell this one of our favorite products, and here we call them pralines.
Uh-huh.
When someone walks in my store and they say, "Do you have any pralines?" I know that they're from either deep east Texas or typically from Louisiana. So, yeah, pronunciations are funny. And that's one of the reasons I like doing the store. It's just meeting all these people. In fact, that's the map up there that you see.
Oh, yeah.
The maps, all those pins.
Yeah, that's where people
have come from. Uh-huh. I put the map up in, like, 2009, and that's where people have come from. And the tabs on the side are different countries.
Oh, where they're off the chart.
Off the chart, yeah. Uh-huh. But it's fun to experience talking to people and give them a taste of pecans. A lot of people never had pecans before.
And how about from a nutritional value? Huh?
I know that pecans are high. They're low saturated fat. They're high in the vitamin B complex. I'm not a scientist or anything, but
somebody was saying they have antioxidant.
Antioxidants, right.
Some people eat them every day just as a preventative.
I have people come in and they literally will buy a bag and they'll just literally a handful. Just a small handful every day because of that antioxidant and the I'd say I'm pretty sure it's a vitamin B complex, which is actually good for joints.
When you look at the pecan, you look down on it, it looks kind of like a little cross section of a squirrel brain. The walnut is really similar, isn't it?
That's true. I've never thought about that much because I've never grown walnuts. That's actually, I'm learning something every day too. I've never put the pecan, the squirrel brain, and a pecan in the same. But I guess looking at it, I guess I can see that. Yeah.
Totally. And the Chinese market is really growing for you.
The Chinese are now becoming a large consumer of pecans. They are taking, and I've been told, they're again as much as like one-third of the U.S. crop. And the U.S. crop can be as much as 300 to 360 million pounds. So they're becoming huge consumers of pecans.
So is that affecting domestic retail price?
It'll affect domestic retail price somewhat because the Chinese are willing to pay. They're putting a floor on it where the orchards know that they can get a certain price. So it has actually probably... No, it definitely has helped because it's a supply and demand. So they're taking away some of our supply. So if supply goes down, also it's going to affect the price somewhat. But and they're a consumer now. They want a good quality pecan. So it's affecting the gift trade somewhat because typically they want a bigger pecan that they can crack and do for an in-shell market. So it's definitely affected our price. I mean.
But you're not exporting directly.
I do not export directly. I'm involved with some guys that are, but I have no, I don't export directly at all. I'm not involved in the China trade at all in my business.
So primarily your retail storefront here in Fredericksburg, Texas, in the Hill Country, right?
Correct. That's
you also have an online presence where if somebody couldn't come here, they can find out and order.
Yeah, we're on FredericksburgPecan.com. Yes, we are on a website. We have a website where all the information, most of the products should be listed there. If not, there should be a phone number where you can contact us. And we're open this time of year 7 days a week, basically 9 to 5.
And that's because of Christmas season.
Yeah, pecan season, that's another thing too. Pecan season, we're basically, we pick pecans in October, November, December. So this is the time, everybody thinks they should have pecan pie during Thanksgiving and Christmas. So this is a busy time for pecans. We need to do a better job of marketing because a pecan pie is just as good for Valentine's Day or July 4th or Memorial Day. But we don't think about pecan pie. We think about pecan pie during Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Well, my mom does. In August, you can come there.
Yeah, exactly.
She'll have a pecan pie.
Oh, that's
for
good.
You.
That's good. We need more people like your mom. I'm doing that. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Again, my name is Olin Tisdale with Fredericksburg Pecan Company. Further information, you can call us at area code 830-997-7378 or check us out on the web at FredericksburgPecan.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Fredericksburg, Texas. We'll see you here.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com. Our associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, and Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAI. That song made me hungry.